Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Three games in 11 days. They're 2-1. Dominant performance, wire to wire, in a game that could have been a trap game. And I think Aaron Rodgers is just getting started. He looked mobile. He looked dialed in. He looked comfortable. And every single week he's on that Achilles and he's with these players, it's only going to get better, better, and better. I'll wrap with this. I had the Jets as the number one seed in the AFC before this season. I have Rodgers as my MVP. They're just getting started while other teams have been with the same folks for years.
Peter Schrager.
That was this morning?
No, that was October when they went 2-1 and beat New England in a primetime game.
And they've since lost
four straight.
All of them. Yeah, in a row.
Who do they play next? New England.
Patriots.
Well, they can get right again with a win against New England.
Man, if they lose that game, though, that'll be so perfect.
803-0550 is our phone number. It is a football Monday. Buffalo Bills Victory Monday, brought to you by Northwest Bank. It started at northwest.com.
They're a game. They're bye weeks always make this tough. They're 2.5 games out of a playoff spot.
Yep.
That is currently occupied by Indy and Denver are tied for the final spot right now.
At the stadium yesterday, that canopy's going up on the new one. New stadium looks big.
It was a whoa moment for me, not seeing it for, I hadn't been there since week one. So the month difference, like you see into the upper deck, like as you're passing it.
Yeah.
It might have felt like the biggest change for me from one visit to the next, how much I'd gone up in a month. And now the overhang, as you're seeing, like it's going over the top.
Every time I'm there these days, I think, if you could only tell yourself from 10 years ago, like, oh, yeah, you're going to have a franchise quarterback, be going for your fifth consecutive division title, they're building a new stadium across the street.
Yeah.
You know, it's a testament to what winning can do and making the right decisions, whether it's coach, GM, quarterback, of course.
Did you see the Bills mocking the Titans' schedule or season or stadium? Was it a fly-through even?
The Titans, when they released the rendering of their stadium, included a score on the board, and they had the score that they were beating the Bills.
Yeah.
Or they had beaten the Bills.
And this was 2 years ago.
Yes.
And the Bills have had that holstered for 2 years.
Apparently.
Ready for the next time they beat the Titans to put that in there. So it was just a rendering?
Yep.
I thought it was a fly-through they did that for. You can't mock a fly-through if you don't have your own fly-through.
Well, the Titans have a fly-through.
Right.
It might have been a fly-through, a still shot, whatever.
Okay.
803-0550.
Yeah, they've got a palace that's going up. They're going to get Super Bowls.
Who's that, the Titans? Yeah. Anthony in Toronto. Hey, Anthony, good morning.
How you doing?
Good.
Look, I was there yesterday, and if we flipped the halves, I would have been thrilled, but that first half was just pathetic. Look, we're playing a backup quarterback, a 1-5 team. And look, I want to see this team win, and maybe I just think Super Bowl or bust. But until we see him play a full game against a decent opponent, I'm still a little bit worried. I still don't see Allen as what he used to be because I think he's been neutered. I mean, he doesn't scramble anymore. I mean, every quarterback seems to be able to get 40, 50 yards, but Allen had a 7-yard run.
I don't know that.
But it's been a while.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know that every quarterback.
It's hard. You know, yeah, finally threw for 300.
Yep.
I want to see more. And this is a 1-5 team. There's no reason at home after 3 weeks on the road they didn't win by 50.
Well, I mean, winning by 50. How many teams in the league won by 50?
I was going to say, was there.
Who was the biggest margin of victory in the entire league this week? Was it the Bills?
Was it?
I mean, they won by 24.
The Eagles won by 25. The Commanders won by 33. So they were one of the three teams in the league that blew out the opponent.
Yeah, and all I would say about,
I don't know.
Like, listen, I get it. The first half was super frustrating. The second half made up for it. I want to say, if you want to check this, you want to see them play a full game. Great. I just want to see them win. and we'll look back on like why it happened and what happened. I'm pretty sure in all three of the Chiefs' Super Bowl wins, they went down by double digits.
Wait, in all three
of their Super Bowl wins, they were down double digits.
I think that's
definitely happened both times against San Francisco.
Yeah.
Were they down double digits to the Eagles?
I'll like, look. That's 20.
You could say everything
ago.
You want about how you want a perfect game, but you know they were down by 10. They were not down by 30. They were down 10.
Yeah. I mean, it does make it harder. You want them to start
listen,
better.
But no one would say it's better,
although
sometimes it is better, because sometimes when you get down by 10, what do? You start throwing the ball all over the place, and then you start realizing, like, oh, my God, we should probably do this all the time, and then you score 50. Like, how did then the Chiefs' first Super Bowl, the year they won the Super Bowl, the first year, they fell down by 20.
They were down 24-14 to the Eagles at halftime.
Go to the game before that.
The AFC Championship?
Go to their first Super Bowl.
Oh, yeah.
Their first Super Bowl. They're down 24 to Houston or 24 to Tennessee. The Chiefs, when they were at their best, wasted time like the Bills did in the first half yesterday. And then they're like, you know what? Pfft, forget this. This is dumb. We got Mahomes. And they just wing it and win. And, you know, not a lot of football teams like to just pretend you're down by 13 to start the game.
Yeah, they were down 20-10 in the second half
of
the not first Niners Super Bowl.
Okay,
and then going into the fourth.
And then this last one, they were down most of the game.
Yeah.
And came back to win. Three Super Bowl wins, all trailing by 10 points or more. Why do the Chiefs have a better record? Mahomes is above 500 when trailing by 10. Why? Because when they're down by 10, they're like, "Yo, Pat, throw it." All right, sounds great. Sounds like a plan. Again, like I'm not sitting here telling you it's ideal, but 60-minute game, whatever. I'm not too worried about it. I am worried about how the first half looked. And Anthony, to your point, like I don't like that it's been four games where they've had a bad half. It's four in a row they've had a bad half.
There would be certain teams I'd be more worried about getting down to. And some of that might be game script, who does what well. Who's one team I'm thinking about right now for that is Baltimore.
Really? Who's blown more 10-point leads than any team in the league?
I know.
It's Baltimore.
But the Bills with Derrick Henry, I just would. Yeah, no, I know. That's right. They do blow. It's Harbaugh. He's been doing this for 10 years that he finds a way. So, okay, that's right.
Kyle Shanahan blows big leads. Yeah, I mean, I don't disagree with the general point, but I just want to leave room in there for Baltimore. Baltimore started 0-2.
Yeah.
And now it's like, oh, well, that's the best team in the AFC. The Jets were 2-1.
Yeah.
And now they're 2-5. So it's not always as linear as you'd like it to be. Thanks for the phone call.
They won by plenty yesterday. The Bills put out a stat that they've won more games by, I think it's now they've won more games by 24 or more in the last, yeah, since 2020. Their 15th 24-plus point win. Like, to me, their ability to blow out bad teams is the least of my concerns. They do it more than anybody.
Right,
and they do it more than the Chiefs.
In this case.
By a lot.
And like I said, Anthony, I thank you for the call, and I don't even really disagree.
Yeah.
I'm just trying to, like, put some context on it. We're mad about how they didn't do it earlier. I mean, you'd said you'd be happy if you flipped the halves, and they go up. The flipped half is the Jacksonville game.
Or the Miami game.
Miami game. Yeah, you go up big and the second half is boring. I at least appreciate a little bit of entertainment here.
Yeah, the stat the Bills put out on that, by the way, was it was their 15th 24-plus point win since 2020. So 15, they're number one. Second place is Dallas with 11. So like that's their thing. They're great at that.
They put teams away. And usually when they put teams away, Joe, how are they doing it?
Throwing it. Almost always. That Miami game, they did run it, but.
That's right.
Not the Jacksonville game.
And against
Jacksonville game, they just unleashed Allen against man coverage the whole day, right?
That's right. Against
Jacksonville's corners are
Dallas,
bad.
They blew them out with a run.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated. Where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Game last year.
Yeah, that's right.
Find a way. Jack and Kenmore. Hey, Jack.
Yes, gentlemen. I compare our two running backs now to the Thurman Thomas and Kenny Davis, the 1-2 punch that we had years ago, and I think that's great because they both did get their turns carrying the ball. And the other question I have for you is thank God we got rid of number 4 Skeen because he was a cancer. We all found that out in the locker room. That's why they dumped him. Have a good day.
All right.
Bye.
What's that?
Did you see he tried to fight the whole Packers yesterday?
They dumped him because he tried to fight the whole Packers?
No, he... That was said in the
He did have a funny comment about it. So Diggs tried to fight the entire Packers team.
Him and Jair Alexander hate each other.
Right.
Like, that goes back to the Sunday night game here. They were coming out of the tunnel already jawing at each other. Like, right. Alexander and Diggs have had a rivalry that goes back like 5 years, six years.
He had an unintentionally funny comment where he said, "I'm never the bigger person."
Yeah, I saw that.
which is revealing and fine. I don't really care about it. All I'll say is this. If the Bills had one player,
he also was he was asked specifically about like corners and like yes. Matt, like guys like that. Yeah. But yeah,
if the Bills had a player that tried to fight the entire Tennessee Titans, what would we say about him today? Love it.
No, we said it. We said it about him when he tried to fight Jair Alexander, however many years ago. Yeah. Was that 3 years ago now?
You love it. Love that. Not backing down. He'll take on 30 guys.
Mm-hmm.
The Bills are here against the Dolphins, and you know somebody gets over there and. I don't know, who would it be? Who's the Ed Oliver is in there jawing with all 17 Dolphins offensive personnel.
Yeah.
Love the passion. So, I mean, I'm never going to get mad at somebody for passion. It didn't cost him a penalty. He got mad. He got fired up. That's who he is. Some guys play like that, and some guys don't.
Yeah. The Cooper trade does reinforce, not that this is even in question, it does reinforce that it was more about trading Diggs than it was about trading the idea of a number one wide receiver, right? They were not trading forever that we're done with number one receivers. They just wanted the value, the contract, a different person, whatever you want.
They were given a second round pick to take a $31 million cap hit.
And that.
That's what it was. That's what I would say. Like, all right, fine. If that had been a sixth, maybe they don't make it. But... Sure, you want to make it that the relationship had ended? Yes. That's why the thing about it that always bothered me the most when they did it was pretending that the player he was, you didn't want anymore. Of course you did. You just thought, the situation has run its course. We have to get out of this. We'll take a second round pick. We'll eat the cap situation. Like, there's reasons to do it. But then the spinning of, oh, no, it's better. Like, that was never going to fly, and it lasted all of 6 weeks, and now they're back. Right. It's 6 weeks of like, oh, we don't want a guy like that. Yeah, you do. And you've got one that, you know, is known for being kind of a quiet guy. Okay. I wouldn't care if he's quiet or fiery as long as he's doing the job of wide receiver number one. I got what I needed. 803-0550. Lee in New York City. Hey, Lee.
How you doing this morning? Happy Victory Monday. I have a question for you guys, and I don't know if anybody can explain it, but when the Titans threw the challenge flag on the catch that Dalton Kincaid made, they challenged it as an incomplete pass,
yeah.
And the refs changed that call.
Yep.
So I'm trying to figure out why they did not still take the timeout from Tennessee, because the Tennessee didn't challenge if it being a fumble out of bounds. They chose it as incomplete.
Right.
So I don't understand what that was about.
I'm glad you brought this up. Okay, so Joe, help me with this play.
Mm-hmm.
The Titans challenged what? That it was a catch? Or that it was out of bounds?
I thought they challenged that it was a catch.
Okay.
Yeah.
It was a catch.
Yeah.
But then they ruled that the ball was fumbled out of bounds, and then it was returned to a... So it ends up being that they moved the spot.
Yeah.
Am I... losing my mind? Or did I not watch a game 2 weeks ago where a spot was challenged, and since they challenged that the line to gain was not gained, and it wasn't gained,
yeah,
but the ball was respotted, and they said, you are charged the timeout because you didn't challenge the spot, you challenged that the line to get... Like, they got into the semantics about what you challenged for.
Yeah.
What game was that? Somebody help me remember. We're like, what are you talking about? You moved the ball. Why do I?
What was it? Was that a Bills game? It might have been a Bills game.
Was it like Bills Jets or Bills Texans?
I don't remember.
Challenged a spot. They did move the ball.
Yeah.
I felt like they were making that up. Oh, no, we're not going to charge them a challenge because even though the thing they challenged for wasn't true, we changed another thing.
I think I want to bet they got that wrong because that feels ridiculous that that would ever be allowed. They challenged the incompletion because you could do that on any play.
Yeah.
Every play. In essence, it is impossible to get a spot exactly 100% right. If you're 99% right on the spot, but oh, guys, the ball was actually 3 inches further back than we thought it was. So even though they challenge whether the quarterback's arm was moving forward, we're going to not charge them the timeout. Like, to me, I bet they got that wrong. I was in the stadium, though. I didn't hear. Did the CBS put a rules analyst on, or was he busy with another game?
Gene Steratore actually came to my seat to tell me what was going on. Yeah, he knew I was a big fan.
Terry McCauley got a workout on Sunday Night Football last night. He was on every other play in that game.
All right. Extendo Sports coming up. It's the Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show coming up as well. Top of the hour. Sal Capaccio takes your calls on the Bills' win over Tennessee.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated. Where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.